Have you ever been in the middle of an issue in your life and you're reading through scripture and you maybe take apart these verses that you hear again and again, and they're kind of these coffee mug sayings or these little parenthetical phrases that we use all the time. But yet in the middle of your circumstance, when you're really in hurt or pain or suffering, none of those make sense whatsoever. I think one of my favorite things about watching students for so long in student ministries and now working with the young adults here at North Coast Church is you get to watch a student who maybe comes in as a freshman or comes in as a junior, and they're going through a really crazy experience in their life. And now, having started this almost 10 years ago, watching where they are today and realizing they have now turned around and begun to assist someone else who's going through the same thing that they're going through. I think this is a really important part of the body's calling to be there for each other. It's part of the commission that Jesus gives in Matthew chapter 28, where he says, there's 11 people now gathered around him. They worshiped him. Some people doubted, but then they came to Jesus, and Jesus said to them, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go. Therefore, go. Therefore, as you go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And something that's fun for me is I'm going to have a way that I speak, a cadence in which I speak. There's something really powerful about going to a camp or speaking at an event or something, and then watching my words fall on deaf ears, but then someone else's words who have gone through a very similar situation for a student be words that end up bringing them life. Early on, it's really disheartening. You're like, dang it, why can't I reach this person? And it seems like if they've got some kind of a drug addiction, and if you don't know about my history, I was kind of a resident Pharisee. I was never involved with drugs. I wasn't drinking. I wasn't doing any of those things. That maybe some people in their stories, maybe even your story, has been prototypical for you. I was the opposite. I was more judgmental and I looked down on people. And so I'm going to reach a certain group of people. And one of the things that I love about ministry is I'm going to have sermons that I give that, once again, everyone that maybe have experienced that will look at me and go, well, what do you know about hardship? What do you know about addictions? What do you know about chemical addictions, at least? What do you know about these things? And then watching someone who I would perceive to be much less biblically literate than I am, at least biblically articulate or biblically memorized, walk up to them and simply share the power of their testimony. That's what it even says in the scripture. It says we're gonna overcome the power of Satan by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ sacrificed on the cross, and the power of the testimony of what he's done in our lives. And so I want to encourage you, maybe you're in the middle of a season that doesn't seem to make sense, or maybe you just came out of one, and you feel like you just went through this crazy test. And I think part of the healing of the body of Christ comes when God's able to use all of our individual tests as testimonies for who he is. This is another way that the body's able to interact with itself and ebb and flow. That there's going to be some people who need to know Jesus, but through my lens, it'll never make sense to them. Other people that maybe you know, that you've been knocking at their door for years and years, they may have some kind of an intellectual hangup, or maybe I can be of assistance where you might not be quite as equipped in those areas, and vice versa. And this is the beautiful way that the body works. That I'm going to hope someday as my kids get older, whatever they're going through, that someone in their circle, someone in their sphere of influence, someone in the church is going to be able to sit there and go, I know what you're going through. How powerful is it that God doesn't revel in a uniformity of all his people, but he revels in a diversity, not just of skin color and of race and creed and code, but also of background and testimony. May we never get tired of sharing our testimony, because as the church, as one big body, we'll never know who's going to need your story or who's going to need my story individually. So may we never get tired of telling the story of God's victory in our life, because there's some people that you're going to be able to reach that I'll never be able to reach. See you guys tomorrow.